a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, February 22nd. God's word to you today is relational ideal, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12, verses 4 to 5, and it says, "Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. If you accidentally cut off your finger, and you get to an expert on time, it can be stitched back in place and it will heal. However, the longer that same severed finger stays apart from the body, the more lifeless it becomes. In today's world, people idolize independence, either mental or financial. Independence in itself is not a bad thing, but that should not be the destination. If we really understand what God wants from us, we will see where independence is in the scheme of things. Everyone is born dependent. The goal and joy of every parent is to raise independent children. However, some children are exposed to abuse or manipulation. Some mothers just never let their children become independent. Such children grow into codependent adults. Husbands would prefer their wives to be codependent on them. Codependence is a totally unhealthy situation. Some codependent mothers insist that their sons cannot do anything without them. Something is definitely wrong with that. Or you have one person in the marriage that wants the other to be codependent on him or her. That is not what God wants. God wants us to move from dependence to independence and move from independence to interdependence. Many people do not make it to the interdependent stage. A good number of people have gotten stuck at the independent stage. Unfortunately, a whole lot of people are stuck in the codependent stage. Codependence is like needing something to rely on, a crutch, an addiction, or a person. In today's devotional, there is a chart showing the relationship between dependence, codependence, independence, and interdependence. From this chart, there is no connection between codependence and interdependence. For a person to move from codependence to interdependence, the person has to go back to being dependent, then move to independence before interdependence can happen. Interdependence means contributing, bringing something to the table. As much as one needs the other person in the relationship, they are not codependent on one another. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, expose and purge every codependence in me and empower me to attain interdependence in all my relationships. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.